Hey guys, well, what can I say? Welcome back to my show, and 2020. Yeah, it was pretty much a shit show. I won't call it like what it was. You know, that's pretty much it. I mean, I can't even really say how bad it's been and how crazy it's been this past year for everybody. And you know, we're here today. It's January 19th, and I mean, still here. I'm still here. You know, you're still here, and hopefully all is doing well. Hopefully things are going better for you. I can only hope and pray that, you know, this past year is done and gone and you're able to persevere through it. I know it's been hard. I know I've had my own problems with it. I've had my own problems anyway, but the point is, you're still here, and yeah, I know it's been a little over a year now since I've added anything to this podcast, and again, best of intentions, I will certainly try to add at least one episode a week, if not one episode per 2 weeks. Guys, I'm just going to tell you, sometimes I get overwhelmed with my anxiety, my depression. It's just, it bears me down, and I've been fighting us hard this past year with my depression mostly, and you know, everything from depression, suicidal thoughts, just feelings of hopelessness, and it's been a struggle. It's been, you know, it's not been easy. It's been a lot of hard days. It's been a whole bunch of hard days where, you know, and maybe if you know someone with anxiety or depression, or I mean any other thing as well, I shouldn't say just those two, but any type of mental, you know, issue or health issue, there are some days when you are so overwhelmed and you are so burdened and troubled and weighted down that it's like all you can do is just curl into a ball and have to not keep from crying. I wish I could maybe explain it in a way that someone else gets it. But I mean, just a basic understanding, guys, of sometimes that's what you feel. That's all you can do. You feel so helpless and you have no energy. One thing I'd like to say, if you could maybe say something to people who either, you know, do have any mental health issues or things like that. Like, it's easy for people to look at others and say, oh, well, this person seems lazy because they don't do nothing. No, you don't know their story. You don't know what they're going through. They may seem lazy, but hey, they just may be dealing with a whole lot more things. And sometimes all we can do is just kind of be and exist. I mean, sometimes that's really all you can do. You know, and I could say too, I've also struggled with my alcoholism this year as well. The drinking, the hiding, the sneaking, one drink after another, trying to hide it. Never quite works too well. But I'm still working on that, and I've quit drinking now. It's not a lot, but I've been sober now for the last few weeks, so it's a start and it's something. But again, I say it too, is, you know, I've been struggling because to say I'm not struggling, I guess, means to say that I've given up. But to say I am struggling means that I'm still trying and I'm still fighting. And that goes with, you know, other things. How you feel, you know, how sad you feel, how bad you feel. Some, you know, it's not that you, sometimes if you give up, then you don't care about it. But if you're still struggling, I feel that you are. And I know it's hard. Again, I know it's definitely not easy. But I want to kind of say, you know, I just kind of touch up on those things. Just kind of say, hey, I'm still here. that's the main thing. And, you know, the whole reason I do this, and again, I've said before, is I just want someone to be helped. I just want this to benefit someone in some way possible, if anything, if it just helped one person to feel better, to get through their day, to be able to just enjoy life. That's all that matters. As long as it helps. That's all I'm here for. I realized that I think too a lot in my lot in life a long time ago. I realized that my job was my lot was never to be in the spotlight, but it's meant to be as some type of helper or guide or mentor to get someone to the next step. And that's who I am, and I'm okay with that. I'm very okay with that. But that's what I like to do. I'd like to be able to help. And as long as I'm helping someone, that's great. By all means, I just want this to be helpful. And it also helps me to be able to express how I feel, because I'm not great at sharing my emotions by any means. I'm not great at describing my emotions, and my wife can tell you extremely that I'm not good at that. I'm one of the world's worst people at expressing my emotions or thoughts. I've just always buried it down deep, and as I've discovered here recently, is that talking with some of the mental health people at the VA is that this past few months and past, I guess, few weeks, I just had these times where I had so much emotions and just raw energy come forth that, and of course, it didn't help that I had a couple beers in too to kind of not be able to hold back my emotions and pain and stuff like that. But just kind of just cry and open up because you don't know how to hold that emotion any longer. And what I've discovered and what I've learned is that the doctor said that this tends to be a normal response to people who have experienced trauma or who have experienced any type of severe emotional issues, that the body goes into so far of a flight or flight mode that eventually, once it comes and understands that it's in a safe space and is in a safe space long enough, then it can start to unwind and I guess get those emotions out in a way. That's kind of the way I was describing. I thought that was pretty cool because, yeah, it helped me out. I mean, I felt a lot better. But I buried stuff down for decades, so I don't know. I don't know why. I agree. I believe what the VA said that I couldn't hold it down any longer, and I guess all my guilt and anger, pain, hurt, everything else. Just I couldn't, just couldn't hold it in no more. Couldn't bear it down, no much as I tried. So that's been something new, and that's I'm still definitely coming to terms with that. I will say that it's been a hard year, but we're still fighting it. We're still here, so I'm gonna keep on trying to do this. If I'm boring, I'm sorry. If if not the least bit entertaining, I understand. It's just me rambling on and just trying to do something, just trying to help. That's all. That's all. I'm just trying to help, and yeah, that's what something to be helped. And again, this also helps me to be able to talk about this stuff because it's not easy. And you don't always have the benefit of having the person that you do talk to and you tell respond positively or encouraging. When either you do open up to them or how you express to them how you feel or how you've been treated in the past, things like that. So, if it's helpful to hear someone else describe their situations as well, that's good. And I feel that's beneficial. But that's about it, guys. Like I said, I just wanted to put a little update in. Again, I'm gonna be continue using this Anchor app here, and one second. Here's a little clip about the Anchor app, which does help again with my listener support and everything else and things like that. Like, please, if you're able to, I would more than happy. I'm happy with anything that does come around. I'm happy to be able to do this. I'm really glad I'm getting listener support. It goes to kind of help me do this, and like I can hope maybe look at like on Amazon for headphones and little microphones or something, at least make it sound like I'm not just talking into a wall essentially. But yeah, that's fine. Again, any help and support, it's greatly appreciated. I will definitely see about maybe doing another episode later this week. Again, looking at doing, you know, one episode a week, one episode every 2 weeks, something like that. But trying to stay on consistent and on point with that. If you have any questions or anything, feel free to email me at brent.justmylife@outlook.com. My email address is posted in the episode details, as long as the link for my listener support as well. Yeah, that's about it, guys. You know, one thing I wanted to kind of end on is a question. And I don't really know the answer myself, but maybe something to ponder. You know, I know this comes off the thought process of any type of alcoholism or drug abuse or things like that, substance abuse, but you know, when you think about it, why is it easier for us to have, I guess, why is it easier to chase getting high than it is to have hope? Why is it easier to get that buzz from alcohol than to have dreams? Why is that easier? I don't know the answer, per se, but I think it's something that we all kind of have to ask ourselves and think about. Why is that easier? And what else can be changed if we done differently? So, join me, and here, I'll be here, and we'll talk things through, and join me, like I said, every week, and try to see if we can't make a difference. You know, have a great week, and I will talk to you later. Bye.